Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy. Whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage, the Magic Wand should be your go-to. With powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns, it's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this Mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator. Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. On today's show, I'm joined by Cam and Karen Lee Potter from the podcast Sex Talk with My Mom. And we're talking all about how to make sex a lot less awkward to talk about with not only your family, but with anyone. Topics include why talking about sex and learning about it can and should be fun. What to do when your partner's getting too serious too fast. So should you stay or should you go? The age-old question of a slow-paced relationship. And your partner says they like going down on you, but they've only done it a few times. What's the deal? All this and more. Thanks for listening.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily. You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's gotta have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. You can check out everything we have going on at sexwithemily.com. I promise you're going to find things there that will help you have the better sex and relationships and life that you are craving. Find me Monday through Friday on Sirius XM Radio, 5 to 7 p.m. Pacific, channel Stars 109. You can go to sexwithemily.com/SXM for a free trial, which I totally think you should do. You'll love it. Find me on all social media at Sex with Emily across the board. And I hope you guys enjoy this interview with Sex Talk with My Mom. There's nothing quite like sinking your teeth into a good sandwich. But listen, carb guilt is real. I'm someone who's very invested in my health, and I like to get my carbs from oats and beans and fruits and not bread. But I love bread. So here's my hack. Thanks to Hero Bread, you can enjoy your favorite bready delights without the carb consequences. Hero Bread has turned those carby, empty calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious breads that boast 0 to 1 net carbs per serving, 0 grams of sugar, and are packed with loads of fiber and protein. The first time I tried their white bread, I was skeptical. Could it really taste good with such impressive nutritional stats? Well, I'm pleasantly surprised to say it absolutely does. The texture is just phenomenal. It's like this soft, airy, and it just toasts up like a dream. I've whipped up everything from grilled cheese to PB&J and even made enchiladas, wraps, and tacos with their tortillas. Each time, Hero Bread has been a game changer. And here's the kicker. Despite its light texture and great taste, Hero Bread fits perfectly into my health goals. It's been adding more fiber to my diet while keeping the sugar at bay. Whether I'm packing a picnic lunch, planning a road trip snack, which I often do, or prepping French toast for breakfast, Hero Bread is my go-to. So whether you're craving a classic sandwich, a burger, or a hearty bun, or even indulging in a low net carb croissant, Hero Bread is something for everyone. And I highly recommend checking their monthly small batch drops out so you can try goodies like the 1 gram net carb Hero Cheddar Biscuit and so much more. You won't believe what they have. So you ready to kick carb guilt to the curb? Head over to hero.co and snag 10% off your order with the code Emily. That's Emily at hero.co. I'm so excited to welcome my guests, Cam and Karen Lee Porter.
It's Porter.
Okay, why is it? Porter. I said Porter. Porter. I knew that. I said it right before.
Well, hello.
Cam. We'll answer doesn't to anything. Matter. It doesn't really
Listen,
matter.
Listen, they have a podcast, and they've just did their 200th episode, Woo-hoo! Sex Talk with My Mom.
Hello.
And you can find it all at sextalkwithmymom.com and at Sex Talk with My Mom. We'll put all this in the show notes. But thank you guys for being here because I'm really, that's awesome. You guys have been doing it a while?
We've been doing a lot, and it's been a fun ride talking to my mom about sex.
I mean, right? Yeah. And at first, people, it's funny because they had me do a video. You had me do a thing. You're like, what did you think when you first heard of this title? I'm like, I think it sounds like awesome because I'm also in the business. I'm like, that makes so much sense. I don't know what other people thought, but to me, it's like, and then you guys are hilarious together.
Thank you.
You're I have like mom envy. All I wanted was like Karen Lee to be my mom.
I know. That's what, it got cut off right when you said that. I was like, I know what she's going to say.
It got cut off? Okay. Well, we were, I wanted to be my mom.
You doing it.
Yeah. Thank you for doing that.
Of course.
Everyone's mom.
You are though. But like, okay, so you've been doing it now for a few years. How many years now? 200 episodes?
Three and a half years.
3.5 years. Okay, so what have you learned about sex? What have you learned about
Cam
people?
Definitely knows sex more than me now.
I don't.
He's taken over.
I know a lot about sex toys now, but I'm still learning experientially. My thoughts on cunnilingus have completely changed.
That's right.
Recently.
Oh, recently again?
Wait. Of
it's an evolution.
Okay,
of
give me this. What's your? How is your cunnilingual change?
I started reading. So my mom has been suggesting I read She Comes First for years.
Ian Kerner changed my life back in 2000 and whatever three. I think my copy
best
is like
every
really
man should
worn.
Read. Every person should read She Comes
exactly.
First.
It is unbelievable. I never read it. Okay. And because she was recommending it.
Right,
I'm like,
not
going to listen to my fucking mom. And,
exactly.
Yeah, we're allowed to swear on here, right?
Yeah, too.
I recommend it to everyone.
Okay.
Because it's a book that Ian Kerner, who I'm a huge fan of Ian Kerner, and he's like, she comes first. Like, if the woman comes, you make her come, and here's how you do it. He has great tips. And then you're like, oh, I get it. And then guys are like, why didn't I just going to go in there and jackhammer? And I'm like, no, you gotta make her come first.
I would mimeograph back in the days.
Back in the days.
Back in the days with the fax and the mimeograph.
What the hell's a mimeograph?
I don't know where I came up with that, but I used to.
Well, it was before in 2003, whatever method of
fax,
photocopying I did, I somehow got the photocopy to every boyfriend that I was with.
Oh, good.
But, well, not in 2003.
Yeah,
well,
no.
Afterward. My husband passed away.
Right. Dad was still, right.
Yeah, what the hell?
I probably did give it to your dad.
Oh, you gave my dad a copy of She Comes First?
No, just certain instructions.
Just passing it down. Yeah, because I love it. Okay, so tell me what you learned from it.
Okay, so here's the big change. I think before I was always like, to be good at sex, you're like, I'm going to fuck the shit out of her.
Right.
That's like the general vibe, right? Which I was never capable of. Like, I was never fucking the shit out of anyone.
It's because it would happen really quickly.
Thank you, mother.
Oh, we've got some promessing
filling
for
in
you,
the blanks. I know. I noticed this. I'm like, I know this fucking logo. I know exactly what that is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, okay. But I'm starting to read this book.
Because his book was Cam Comes First. And now you're like,
No
matter what, Cam Comes First. That's a good one. That could be our new...
If it starts, Cam is coming.
It could be our new logo.
Cam goes first. Anyway, so I'm literally tearing up over here. Okay, so she...
Not anymore!
Okay. Not anymore! Like, two pages in, my whole mindset on how we approach sex completely changed. It's like, it's all about, like, you can pleasure, you can provide pleasure with your mouth, and that's, like, often way better than sort of penetration.
Yeah, and you're like, what? It's not about my penis?
Bingo. Yeah.
Like, I cared so much about it.
Well, I've been saying that for years. Why all of a sudden was this revelation?
Because moms don't. You can't hear your mom say.
That's what it is. I can't. It's like goes in one ear and it just goes out to like an abyss.
It's like
not even close to coming back.
Yeah. Yeah. You know when they show the things, those little like drawings of like what men in men's brain, like mom's advice is like outside the brain.
Yeah.
Like it got to escape somewhere.
Yeah.
Right. So you're right. So this is so true. So you learned, so just recently you're like, oh.
Yes.
So after 3.5 years, and even of us being friends.
Yes.
You still thought, I'm gonna fuck the shit out of her.
Yes. Yes.
No! I feel like I don't know what I want to do.
Isn't it
Jewish? Like I want even another bar mitzvah.
I am
right?
Jewish.
You are.
It feels like coming out.
Exactly.
Honestly, this is what it feels like.
Wow. So have you had a chance to put it into action?
No. So okay. I got to...
It's okay.
I got another
issue. Those who can't do teach, I hear you.
Yeah. I got so excited about it. And then I was like, oh, well, still, I could get a lot of diseases if I just like start going out there.
Right. Just going down on everyone.
Going down on everyone. I was ready. I started the first 70 pages. I'm ready to just go down on literally anyone.
Right.
And then I was like, well, hold on. We got to, you know, just like take it slowly here because there's still some risk involved.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So when you find some, I get it. It's so true. Mom, you were right. Maybe other, okay, so I'm glad you, listen.
Thank you.
Karen Lee, this is how I feel, is that, and you guys can call us if you'd like, 888-947-8277. I mean, sex talk with my mom, right? Like, would you try, let's just talk about that for a minute. When Cam was a young boy.
Yes.
Did you guys talk about sex openly in Chicago?
Yes.
Yeah, I wasn't having a lot of it.
Right.
But that's why it was easy to talk about.
It was basically
like, why aren't you having sex?
Yeah, it's still
so
a question.
So the conversation hasn't changed.
Right.
The conversation's been the same.
Yeah.
Right, right.
But like, you were more open about it. And
more than most people.
She was the cool mom.
Yeah,
of course. Cool mom.
Yeah.
You know, the
still
kids
are the cool mom.
I'm very, very cool.
Yeah, and sexy.
With the mimeograph.
What's your YouTube? Do you still, can people look at you?
I do. Karen Lee Love.
Karen Lee Love. We're going to put everything in the show notes.
Okay.
Because she's amazing.
Oh, well, thank you.
A Cougar's Guide to Getting Your Ass Back Out There is still in your bio. So is that what you're...
Oh, yeah.
That's your book.
And I'm writing another book, though. This book is going to be called The Secrets of Dating Older Women.
Okay.
Because all these young guys want information on that.
Please. Okay, you guys are blowing my freaking mind. Tell me about the tips for dating older women. Our audience here is like waiting with bated breath, as am I.
Oh, well, well, there's a lot of reasons why dating older works. That relationship of younger guy, older woman. Not the least of it is the woman has a lot more experience. So if you've got a young guy that doesn't know what the hell he's doing and hasn't read Ian Kerner's book... Then
not a sponsor, but we love him. He's been a guest.
An older, an older woman can do a lot of teaching and molding, and it works for both. And it's also great if you're not like wanting a relationship because you're like
I think the big thing.
Yeah. Well, how do you? So you date younger men?
Not anymore. I've been in that same younger guy for 11 years. He's not that much younger, but you know he's younger.
I
met him.
Yeah, you met him.
He's lovely.
He's significantly younger.
He's 15 years younger.
Oh,
but I meant like.
Hero. Okay.
I'm talking like, you know, if you're like when I was first single, I was single at 47.
Okay.
And I'd been married for 24 years. I didn't want another older guy. I wanted like the young guy that there's no, you know, expectations,
no
obligations.
Attached.
Yeah, it works.
Right. So that's what we're talking about. Yeah. And then did you find that then when you were 47, were you dating men who were like 27?
Yeah, I wouldn't.
25 to 30?
I was happy to get a 30 and up.
Okay, right. That makes sense.
I was happy to get 30 and up, meaning it was usually much lower.
I was in a state of shock when I became single because I was like, these young guys are coming up to me with bold, big right. balls of steel or something yeah. coming like, up hey. And flirting with me and I'm older. I
These
mean,
are what? The guys that think I can fuck the shit out of her.
Yeah.
These, well, they don't need Ian Kerner's
well,
book.
Well, what are they thinking? Because you're a young gent. If you were looking, I know it's your mom. Not, you're not looking at your mom.
I love where that came from. It's my favorite.
Things my mom. Gent. Cam, but like really, like do you or your friends, like I don't know if you have an older woman thing. Do you sleep with older women?
I'm open to it. Okay. I'm not my mother's age.
No, but, right. But you think, but maybe 15 or 10 or.
Yeah.
But do you think that that's what guys are thinking still? Like, I want to fuck this. They're yeah. looking at her going, but why are they attracted to someone older rather than someone their own age? Because they could learn. Do they think they're thinking I want to learn something? Or
no, I think I think there's two reasons. Number one is that usually they have a lot of confidence at this age.
Yeah.
And if it's they're true. Single and they're going out there and they look like how my mother dresses, you know that this person carries
what
confidence.
What
the fuck? Why don't you say?
Sounds like I'm walking around like a slut.
She looks beautiful.
You look
what
beautiful.
Do you mean, when, my mother
this
dresses?
Is not this is not how you typically dress to like a bar and I.
What?
I know what was
he
going
has
on.
Picture painted of me walking around like a like something
like a leopard.
You
mini.
Described you and your friend. You described her as like Betty Boop in like a very. Like,
when I, okay,
tight,
right. We're talking about when I first
jeans.
Became single. I was like, "Whoa, I'm single. I can go out and you know let it all hang out, flaunt it."
See, that's what
yeah.
I'm saying.
All right, but
it's fine. Good. But it was good for your confidence. Anything bad
so
happen?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's one reason. Okay. The second reason.
He's writing the book. This is you guys should write it together. But hey, go ahead.
The second reason is that I think that younger women are they're looking more for the relationship, and it's not always. Obviously, everyone's looking for something yeah. different, but sometimes. If you're in this life phase, you're not necessarily looking for the same. You're not trying to build a family. You're not
right.
You
know, right. Right.
And so
that's already out.
Yeah.
So parented.
So
been there, done that.
There can be overlap in that you both are looking just for companionship and a fun time.
But I think the confidence is really key. That's key.
It is key. So what would your tip? Like I feel like the confidence does come as you're older. And I think I thought I was confident, but now I'm way more confident. But how do you advise people, like, I don't know, were you always confident or do you think you had to get more confident? I was trying to break it down yeah. for the youngins where I was like, I don't know why I'm talking like this right now, but I do think that. I'm like, well, I think I always was. I don't remember being super yeah. insecure, but I definitely know now, like, how to get off, what I need, yeah. what we're doing. I'm in charge. Yeah, I'm not going to fuck around with bad sex.
No, I'm not why would you around. Never fake an orgasm?
Never.
There's so many. Okay, I'm on the same page as you, yeah. Emily. You yeah. know that. So
always.
I just think the confidence that I had sexually definitely grew by being in a marriage for 24 years. I mean, come on,
right.
You're experimenting, you're doing stuff, you're trying stuff. You have to be open about what you want. You're not scared to walk around naked,
right?
You know,
and that's part of it is the body confidence.
Yeah.
Because we were thinking about this yesterday. We opened the show. We're like, someone emailed us or called in. They were like, what? They're like, my boyfriend said I wasn't sexual, and I feel like I'm not a sexual person, but she says, I feel like I am. I love sex, but he says I'm not sexual. We're thinking, what does that mean to be a sexual person? And I was just thinking, like, is it someone who talks about sex a lot? Someone who masturbates a lot? Is she more like, you know, is she not dressing too sexy? And she gets to decide. I'm like, he doesn't have to label you, like, if you're feeling sexual, but of course, maybe there's some things you could... You know, it's confidence, it's being in your body, really enjoying it, I think. And
being adventuresome, having yeah. fun.
It's a whole vibe.
It's a vibe, right?
You know, you can feel when someone's like dripping.
Sex.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Dripping? What do you mean dripping?
I just started remembering. I remember this girl. I was talking. Oh, God.
Tell us everything. I heard you read your DMs, too. If I want to read.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Sliding into my DMs is like a fucking disaster.
Okay.
It is just, anyway.
Go drip it. Go back to dripping. Back to dripping.
This girl, I fell in love with this French girl named Beverly. This girl was dripping with sexuality. Like, oozing sexiness.
You met her in person?
Met her. Yeah. Yes. Yes, one of the few. I actually meet in person. Okay. I don't build it. And then just... You know, it was just a mismatch. Like, that was the one thing that was holding
us
together.
She was not very nice to you, and I was not happy with her.
Oh, God. Yeah. Wait, the mom
Thank
comes
you,
after.
Thank you, mother. Mama Bear came in.
Love that.
I was very upset with that.
Okay, so explain to me what...
Beverly, you bitch.
What is dripping... Don't come around here no more, Beverly. You're not welcome.
Oh, my
Bev.
God.
You
had
she welcome would
actually,
anymore.
She would be welcome, actually.
No, I mean, she would not.
No, I think she'd be
a
welcome.
Leopard doesn't change its spots. What do you mean she'd be welcome?
Well, maybe.
She was so mean to you.
All right, relax.
She had you buy her a drink, and then she went off with some other guy?
It was a bad night. It was a bad night.
Moms never forget.
I actually forgot
like,
that.
Like
you remember? I
ago.
Can't believe you
How
remember
How many years
that.
Ago was this?
It must have been 5 years
ago. 5 years
ago.
I love you guys.
Do not forget
this is amazing.
Oh, you guys are amazing. Okay, so what did it mean that she was oozing sex? That will help us.
It's such an amor. Like, how do you describe that? It's like you would want to fuck the shit out of her. But
you wouldn't now that you know that you don't do that.
Yeah. Correct. It's just like this. It's a confidence. It's like an error of like, I don't give a fuck.
Right.
You know,
she didn't know about your expertise at cunnilingus.
Well,
you could leave with that. No, I mean, you don't lead, but you could
leave with that.
Yeah, what do you say?
I've had guys lead with that. I have definitely had guys lead with that. They say to me, and that was like one of the first things that it was actually turn off.
Yeah,
like,
I agree. Oh. You can't lead with it.
Yeah, I can.
You don't lead with it.
I can make you come.
Same. Yeah. Yeah. Like, ew. Wait, why? You don't know me. I'm my vulva.
Ah, okay. So that's why it is. It's not like, oh, this is just an excuse. Like,
I'm really good.
He's compensating for other things.
And he's not good. A guy who's tell you he's good is not good. Somebody tell you they're funny is not funny.
Right.
No, I swear I'm funny. I'm really funny. Although I think I did that yesterday to someone, but I was like, oh, you haven't heard the show. I'm funny.
You are pretty funny.
But no, but you know what I mean? The guy's like, I'm really funny. Like, show, don't tell.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're going to fuck the shit out of he's, or I'm going to make you come. I don't know.
Yeah, that is such
a tricky. It's tricky, you know, to kind of figure out how you're going to, you know. What have you guys learned, though, about sex? Tell me, since you've been doing this.
Holy shit.
Well, everyone...
How about you? Has your sex life gotten better? Like, I know mine has after 14 years. Like, I started because my sex life was in the 12... I was like... My sex life sucked. I was like... And I'm hard on myself, so maybe... I'm like, I mean, it's fine, but I just thought, it could be so much better, and I know I've learned stuff. Still learning stuff all the time, but I definitely... I feel like my relationships have improved. What about you guys? I mean, it's a lot of talking. 2.5 years, Sex Talk with My Mom is their podcast. I mean,
I think my knowledge of sex changed a lot because of it seems lately even people are just so more open about exploring things like anal, and I never even heard the word pegging before. I mean, I heard
right. Why would you?
I mean, but even at like light S&M, if someone said to me, I wanted. Do S&M on you, I'd be like, get the fuck away from me. What are you crazy?
Is that what you call, by the way? I want to do S&M on you?
Or bondage. Dom sub, dominant.
Whatever terminology.
He showed up with handcuffs, you'd be like,
get out of here. Right. And I had friends of mine who said that to me, like, oh, this guy wanted to, like, you know, hit me and slap me around, spank me. And I didn't, I was like, get away from me. And I'm like thinking, yeah. And I used to have this thing like anal. And my butt says exit only, you know?
Right,
I mean, that was like how it was. And now it's like,
anal's on the menu.
Anal's the new black.
Anal's on the menu.
Anal's the new blowjob, I used to say. Yeah.
Anal's the new blowjob.
It is. In like 2005, when I started, I was like, whoa. The year I saw my podcast, we declared this, anal is a new blowjob, because I feel like anal wasn't on the menu before that. It was like, I think it's because of porn.
I mean, maybe whatever. Butt play was.
Butt plays, but what anal, you know, wasn't expected.
Finger, but nobody's like sticking them. You know, I mean, it was very rare. I had a friend once who said, oh, I do it once in a while when the mood strikes me. And I was like, ooh, she does anal. What about her? Let's hear about this.
So do you now like anal?
I'm still not a big fan. I like butt play, but I'm just not a big fan of it. I think I just like vagina.
Yeah, that's fine. You've got several holes. You got holes to choose from.
What about you? Big fan.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan, but I, you know, it depends. The right time, right place, right penis.
Yeah, I mean, you get a gigantic penis.
What makes a good penis for anal?
Well, not a big one, that's for damn sure.
Super true.
Yeah, depending on, but for some people, they're like, yes, give me the biggest.
Oh, man, yeah, I know.
I don't know, I think it's more about, honestly, it's more about the connection I have with the person. And liking their penis and feeling safe and feeling like I know it. And that's how it would feel inside me. So, yeah. But maybe it was massive. I don't think I've... Yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah, I had a penis
that I know and respect. That I've had some time with. We've traveled together. We've shared a meal. We've hung out. Like, I know that penis. I could picture that penis.
You don't want the guy...
I don't want a rando penis.
Yeah, this guy that says to me, they named his penis in high school the animal...
Oh, God.
So I'm thinking to myself, and then I thought out loud and told him, well, there's no anal going on over there with you. If your penis is called the animal, that ain't going in.
He thought to lead with that. Isn't that funny how we...
I didn't say that he led with it. It was just part of the conversation when I first met him. I'm thinking, anal, never happening.
Right.
No.
I gotcha. I thought I was on the menu. I mean, it doesn't have to be. Okay, so what about masturbation? It's Happy Masturbation Month.
Thank you.
Obviously, you guys knew that.
Did you?
Because I feel like people in our profession, I've just been introducing it to my serious audience here, that it's a whole month. that you get to do stuff.
That's another new thing.
Okay.
Guys always talked about masturbating. Women never talked about masturbating.
Exactly.
Never. Mm-mm. I mean, we would do it, but we'd be like hiding it. Or we'd talk about it maybe with some girlfriends.
You had those few girlfriends.
But you wouldn't talk about it even with like my husband. I don't think I even told him I masturbated.
Right. Because it was like, and that's still the world that a lot of people live in, that they're very fearful. We get a lot of calls here that people are like, I wish that my partner would masturbate and she doesn't. Or confusion about why their partner does. Because we don't talk about it.
Mm. And a lot of people are like, oh, she has to masturbate. That means I'm not doing something right. I'm like, no, that is not the case.
Yeah.
Masturbation is just like part of life.
It is part of a healthy life.
Are you recommending porn with masturbation? Is that on the menu?
You know, I recommend porn. I love when couples watch porn together. Because I think if you can find like any other way, inspiration or ways to kind of try something new or a new position, and you're like, oh, we never thought about that. I never thought to put my leg over my shoulder or whatever, your shoulder. That could be cool. And I think finding porn that you like together, like, you know, Erica Lust. Have you guys had Erica on your show?
She's coming in July.
Okay, good. She's amazing. But she makes great porn for women that are from the female gaze, stuff like that. So yeah, I think that porn is great for many people, but just like a lot of things in moderation, it can also be a problem. I recommend my masturbation month thing is like, it's not like I think you should like up it, like start masturbating more frequently when doing this. Like, I think it's more about, I'm like, I was giving a hand job with my fake penis in my hand, but it's more about exploring, like, how is there, are there different ways you could touch yourself? Could you edge with yourself? Could you bring yourself to orgasm?
Could you have an orgasm with your eyes open?
Yeah.
I cannot.
Like, I'm trying to think. If I'm masturbating.
Think about it. All you girls in the room here.
Yeah.
You can?
Have you ever,
Yeah.
No, we got two no's, one yes. See? No?
That's like when you sneeze, like the sneeze and keeping your eyes open, it's like impossible.
It's impossible. It's impossible.
I'm trying to think
Have you ever looked into someone's eyes when you're doing it?
I have definitely.
But then you, like that one moment. That
yeah,
you have
then
to
the put. Guys start closing.
Yeah.
It's closing time.
I'm trying to think if it's like.
I'm going to have to put this to the test later.
I literally want to leave right now and do it. I don't know.
Let's
I
feel ask like the I people do. Listening.
Oh, yeah. Call us. Call do you guys us. Do orgasm without a. Do you orgasm
with your eyes open?
With your eyes open. Is that possible?
Yeah,
call us right now. 888-947-8277. You can call us with anything. It's Sex Talk with my mom here.
Yeah.
Kim and Karen Lee.
I definitely have orgasmed with my eyes open.
I think it's different with women than men.
Yeah. I'm convinced, by the way, the male orgasm now pales so far in comparison to the women orgasm.
Right? That you learn that too, right?
Yes. It's nothing. I'm like, why do we even bother?
But yeah.
This is...
But you could start learning to have orgasm without ejaculation. You missed that part of the conversation earlier.
Oh, wow. I have actually explored this.
Yes. Do it.
I have explored this.
I would welcome you to do that.
There's a lot of... I've experienced weird shit. Trying to do this.
I was going to ask you guys, what have you guys done sexually or experienced since you started that you thought you wouldn't have or that's been the most like, if anything at all?
Separately.
Separately. Well, not together. They do not have sex. They're just an amazing...
What am I, a Tosh.0 again?
Yeah, I know. No, not together.
Do you want to go first?
What have I... like, since the podcast per se...
Maybe
I'm just like more open-minded about just, you know, like my boyfriend, the reason he fell in love with me is because I reminded him of Nina Hartley, the porn star.
Oh, so I
like,
love Nina.
We were having like, we would be having sex and he would literally be like, moves me aside so we could see the TV. I'm like, what the hell is that?
And aren't you good friends with Nina? I love Nina.
Yeah, I'm very good friends with her.
You're like, hey.
Yeah. And he's always like, you know, hey, that's my free pass, right? And I'm like, yeah, probably if she wanted to, why not?
Right.
You know, like, listen, and I think in my past, I would have been like, what do you mean you want to have sex with someone else?
Right. But you know, when you get old, you're just like, no, or we're just more mature.
Oh, I know that she's going to teach him stuff that's going to be like beneficial for me.
Yeah, you're like, go do it.
Yeah.
It's all about you. It's all about your pleasure. That's a good one to learn.
So is this what you learned from doing the podcast? That your boyfriend is into Nina Hartley?
No, I'm more open-minded about like sex and love and where those two fit together.
Interesting.
Yeah. What about you, Cam?
How has my sex life changed?
Yeah.
I've gone to
mom laughed.
Well, I've been to some weird parties.
More parties than I have.
Yeah, see, yeah.
I don't think I would have been as open to like some BDSM parties that I've been to. Not that I did anything wild, but
no, but you went. You saw it. Yeah, no, that's the first. You got your foot in the door.
Yes. You went to Burning Man.
Yeah, that's fun. Did you love it?
I did, and it was a struggle to survive, but it was good. It was fun.
Just because of the desert or
yes,
just other things?
Yes, yeah, yes. But then I was years ago, but, yeah. Spanking and weird shit. Yeah. I also think that just learn. I didn't know anything about sex.
Right.
And then you talk about it and you're like, oh, wow, I didn't realize you could do that. I realized communication was like, obviously everyone knows that's
lubrication.
Lubrication is a lubrication.
But it is wild that is like the foundation of it all.
Lubrication? Communication.
Yeah.
It is the foundation.
It's nuts.
You're talking about blowjobs and anal all day. I'm like, sometimes, yeah, but not all day. It's mostly about communication. How do you talk about it to your partner and yourself? And how do you stop the messages you have about like, what's good, what's taboo, what's right, what's wrong? Like, how do you even communicate about it?
I was just talking to someone who his whole journey right now is to try to talk about his ED with the person he's sleeping with.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so hard. It's
yeah. Because, he's got to talk about it.
And then to say like, yeah, we're just going to have sex. I'm not going to focus on coming. And don't be offended if I don't come. It has nothing to do with you. But that's such a hard thing for someone to say.
It's so hard. Well, it's really hard to say it. And then it's also hard sometimes for women to hear that. Because we're like, if a penis doesn't ejaculate, it is our fault. I'm going to add to the list of all the things I fucked up on. Yeah, and I'm not sexy. And he's not attracted to me. Like, we don't get it when the penis malfunctions.
Right.
Or not mine malfunctions.
Yes.
And not that it did. It's fine that your penis. So, yeah, erectile dysfunction is a big thing. And also, I think that couples need to like... I think it's important with those cases, like you're in a team. Like I love that he went and talked to her about it, but then also you guys are in it together. Like that's what I like to people to understand that it's not one person's job to fix it alone.
Right. Yeah.
That you both can kind of get on board with it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Definitely. I mean, no. A lot of people like recently, someone came up to me, a young guy, he's like 21 years old, and he's asking me about. Super orgasms. He's like, can I give my girlfriend a super orgasm? Where are you hearing these terms from? I mean, there's so much unknown about stuff. And
is that a thing, a super orgasm?
I don't know. I mean,
that's so.
It's
I'm
like
glad
a super meal. It's like a big meal. Exactly. I don't know, like supersize my orgasm. maybe like it's a great orgasm. It was terrific. It was just super.
It was just I said, what does
I had
that
the
mean?
Most terrific orgasm last
it's
night.
Super. You know, now you're putting a lot of pressure on yourself to give someone a super orgasm.
Yeah, just get the orgasm down. Have you seen the clitoris? Yeah.
I mean, that's the whole thing, I think. If guys would just realize this one simple thing, girls don't give a fuck about your dick and your coming and all that other stuff. They don't. I mean, no one wants to be pounded for 45 minutes. All we want is to have a good orgasm on ourselves.
However you got to get it. However you got to give it to us.
Yeah, just give it to us. Let's do it together. But you know what? If you can't do it, I can live with that.
You can live with it if they can't give you one?
No, if he can't come, I
can right, you're fine.
I can live with that. I can go to bed.
Yeah, you're fine if you didn't come right. But that gets to a certain, you have to understand that now, whereas a lot of women are like, oh, I'm doing something wrong, and women are pleasers, many of us, and we're like, oh, I gotta give, I don't care. But that's what I would love if I could teach my younger self, or the younger people in my life, like my nieces and my friends' kids, and I'm just like I had one, she's like, I've had this friends with benefit, she's like 20, this is my niece, I got credit, she said, I've not talked to her about her, I said, I'm like, what's the benefit? Like, are you having an orgasm? She's like, well, I get to cuddle. I'm like, are you having an orgasm? No. I'm like, that is a friend with a deficit. That is not a friend with a benefit. What is the benefit? She's like, oh, okay, yeah. I'm like, no, there's got to be a benefit.
Yeah.
We don't know. Women don't know. So I wish I could tell my younger self, like, it's not about giving him great blowjobs. It's not about whatever I was doing. But I did fake it in my 20s because I just wanted the pounding to stop already. Stop the pounding.
But I mean, that's the whole thing is, why can't we just say, hey, I'm tired. Let's go to bed. We'll try this again in the morning.
Exactly. Yeah, but that's what we learned. I wish my vision just to get people to talk about sex like they're talking about the weather, like you guys do in a very non-confrontational, fun way. Listening to Cam and Karen Lee on Sex Talk with my mom. Congratulations on your podcast. I have a few questions to ask you.
Would
you like to play a game of Would You Rather?
Yes.
Okay. Would you rather have bad sex or no sex at all?
That's a tough one.
You both get to answer.
Oh, No sex.
No sex.
Okay. Would you rather have foreplay and no sex, or sex without foreplay?
Sex without foreplay.
Wait, foreplay, no sex?
Yeah, you could only I'll have do foreplay.
Foreplay, no sex.
See, that's, yeah, I agree.
Oh, well.
He wants to fuck the shit out of someone and he can't, and he don't have foreplay.
It's just not enough time in the day.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather be blindfolded or handcuffed during sex?
Well, based on what I just said about orgasms with your eyes closed, I guess I'd be blindfolded is fine.
Yeah. Okay. That's fair. Cam?
Probably blindfolded as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why did you take the handcuffs then?
I could use handcuffs.
We had a sponsor give us handcuffs.
I took a blindfold,
and
too.
And he just, like, grabbed everything. I'm like, what are you grabbing everything?
I need a little treasure chest.
Yeah, he might be with someone who wants to be handcuffed.
Yes.
I also like handcuffs. I have handcuffs for you if you need some more.
Thank you. Thank you.
I've got a whole sex closet.
He doesn't need them because he took them.
Oh, all right. Well, if you need them.
I'm not saying
that. I'm sorry.
If you need them.
Yeah, I'm the one
Cam's
with the lack of handcuffs.
Pilfering all your toys. Okay. Here's what else we want here. What would be in my other... Okay. Would you rather be terrible at foreplay or terrible at sex?
This is very confusing. because I was starting to think that the foreplay is the sex, and now
it kind of is. I don't love this question because I like sex to be more linear anyway. Yeah. Do you want another bonus question?
Sure.
Would you rather fart uncontrollably when you orgasm or cry inconsolably?
Oh, God damn. Definitely fart.
Bonus question.
Phenomenal farting, question.
Farting. Bing, bing, bing.
Yeah, really? Farting, you farting could laugh after.
Farting is hilarious.
For sure.
I'd rather cry.
Really?
Aww.
No, because I don't cry enough. And when I cry, I'm so happy.
You were thinking of tears of happiness crying. I was thinking of tears of I'm upset.
Sometimes people cry with orgasm. Oh, no. I just want to cry. I want to feel deeply.
I don't think I've ever had an orgasm where I cried.
Never?
Never. No. I'm just not a crier.
Is this a thing?
Women do cry. A lot of women do report crying after orgasm, and I have before. Yeah, because it's so closely tied. You're already it's aroused state. Your hormones are excited but confused but happy and sad. It's all the things. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean you're sad. It's just emotional.
Okay, so I think I was very ignorant to this because the times I've heard people crying, it's like it triggered a memory of a trauma or something like that.
Yeah, that's the only time.
Well, if they're having a trauma response, breath quickening and they're rolling to the fetal position. But when I do it now, if it happens, I'm not saying it happens. It's probably happened maybe once or twice a year. I have a good crying orgasm, but it's not uncontrollable. And then I cry and I'm like, no, it's good. It's okay. I'm happy. Like I right away clarify, no need to call 911 or don't run. Like I'm not,
Gotcha. Like when I hear an unbelievable concert, in a really cozy environment, at the Chicago Theater or something like that. And you hear this music and it just goes over you and I can start crying.
Right. Yeah.
But I don't know about orgasm.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm just
looking for an excuse to cry. It just comes out with the hormone. Really. I'm crying. It's awesome. Okay, you guys, thank you so much for being here. Where can people find you? The best.
You can find us at wherever you're listening to podcasts. I guess if you're listening to SiriusXM, you're not necessarily listening to podcasts.
No, we're trying to get them. You guys, they're everywhere you can find podcasts.
On Spotify,
Yeah, at Spotify. Google Play, iTunes, same with where you can find my podcast, Sex with Emily. I'm trying to bring,
Bring them on board. Sex Talk with
Patreon. They have a Patreon account. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. And we're going to put this all in our show notes as well. All right, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to get into your emails. I love answering your questions. It's why I'm here, why I exist on the planet. And if you want a question answered on the show, go to my website, sexwithemily.com, click the Ask Emily tab, fill out the short form, or just email feedback@sexwithemily.com. But please, please, please always include your name, your age, where you live, and how you listen to the show.
Okay, this first one comes to us from Jacob, who's 22, who did not give a location, but it's okay.
We'll let that slide.
All right. He says, Dear Emily, I've recently started listening to your podcast, and I really enjoyed them. Really great advice. I've been with my girlfriend, who is also 22, for almost 2 years now, and we still haven't had sex. She's a virgin and hasn't done anything sexual with anybody. I'm the first guy that she's kissed. At the beginning of our relationship, I was fine with her saying she's not ready, but it's been 2 years, and she's not even warming up to the idea of having sex. I love her very much. I'm not trying to push her to do anything she would regret, but every time I bring up the subject, it always ends with a fight and frustration. My question is whether I should just wait until she changes her mind, or should we just break up? Thanks.
All right, Jacob. Okay, so here's the thing. 2 years, you haven't had sex. She's a virgin. Here's the thing. She's probably just decided for whatever reason that, you know, could be her background, her culture, religion, that she does wants to wait to have sex, you know, maybe till she's married or till she's a certain place in her life. So I mean, she probably didn't know how she was going to feel in the relationship. And I'm sure you were assuming 2 years in, she'd be ready for it, but she's not. So I don't think it's breaking up or waiting till she changes her mind. There's something in between there. And that would be a really honest conversation that you have with her, and you say, you know what, I really love you, I love our relationship, but sex is something, intercourse is something that I really am interested in right now, and I'd love to do it with you, and I don't want to pressure you, and I don't want you to feel like it's all that I care about, but it certainly is something that I think is an important part of having a healthy sexual relationship. So is this something that you think, you know, do you see it in the future at all? Are you waiting for marriage? Like, get more information from her, because in your mind, she's just like, no. Nothing's changed in 2 years, but maybe it has. Maybe she's closer. Maybe she's like absolutely waiting till marriage. And in which case you get to decide, am I ready to get married? Is she my long-term plan? So I think having a conversation that is not just I'm breaking up with you because this isn't working, but getting more information about where she's at, checking in, and then making your decision is the best way to go. Thank you, Jacob, for your email. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you found the show.
Okay, this next one comes to us from a fellow Emily, 25, in Washington. Dear Emily, I'm very self-conscious of my odor and taste. I've had several partners give me oral, but have been too nervous about my smell and taste to enjoy it. I know that it's an issue because recently a partner went down on me for a short time, quickly moved on to something else, and when we finished, he left the room. When he came back, he clearly had used mouthwash. I shower nearly every day and have been tested, and there aren't any medical issues. I'm not sure what else I can do at this point other than warn partners and let them know that they don't have to go down on me. What can I do? How can I discuss this with partners?
All right. Okay, Emily, I'm not sure. I don't see in here why you think you have some kind of odor or taste that isn't working. I got to be honest with you, you're 25. I'm just going to put this out there. Many people in their 20s do not get the oral that they require or deserve that would feel good to them. Your partners might just be doing the whole like 1 minute down there dip thinking that's all they have to do and then come back up for sex. There's no indication here that there's anything wrong with your odor or your taste. This is just like one experience. Maybe he does that with everyone he's with. He goes down for a minute. You know, that's one of my huge pet peeves. I'm like, guy goes down to me for 1 minute. You could have left the room, got me a glass of water, come back in, and that would have been way more effective than 1 minute downtown. I think it's important to always have, you know, shower after sex, go to the bathroom after sex. There are freshies. Oh my God, we're obsessed, you guys, with the fresh. You guys know that I love the Woo More Play Lube. Well, now they have these things called freshies, and they're like before and after sex wipes, and they smell amazing. I feel like, though, there's, you know, if that would just give you some more confidence, but I just don't think this should stop you from wanting to have oral sex. Yes, some women do have odors, and they're not aware of it, because it could be they have some kind of STD or something going on. They might have a bacterial vaginosis, but unless, you know, you've been, I don't see any evidence here that there's been a problem. So I think you're fine, Emily. I think you're fine. I just think they're not spending enough time. And of course, as women, we think, what's wrong with me? What did I do wrong? Whereas if a man had a woman go down in her him for a minute, he might be like, what's her problem?
Exactly. He would be like,
he wouldn't be like, what's wrong with my penis?
She obviously doesn't like
blowjobs.
She
didn't like my penis. Yeah. No, not at all.
It's not about my penis, it's all penises. She doesn't do that.
Right.
That would be their first thought. Exactly. What the hell? Why is that?
Well, it's because women, we're pleasers, we care, we just do that. I don't know, but Emily, this is not about you. This is about you asking for what you want and saying, I love a man who goes downtown to me for a while, stays there all night long.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. Half the night.
Half the night.
That's, you know, yeah, that's my agenda. You don't have to doubt my own agenda. Yeah.
Okay, this next one comes to us from Annika, who's 22 in Michigan. Hi, Emily. I'm 22 and have gotten into a relationship with a 30-year-old man. It started out as a spring break fling when I went back to my hometown of Myrtle Beach. We've known each other for years but never got together for some reason or another before, probably my age. We started hooking up and the sex and connection we had was amazing. We've been doing long distance for 2 months now, but he's getting much more serious than I'm comfortable with. He says he's never connected and liked someone as much as me, but I get very stressed about putting my life on hold to maintain a relationship with him. I'm in my 20s and don't want to regret this time in my life. He feels this is a once-in-a-lifetime connection and he has the experience to tell, but I do not. I don't know if I'll ever connect with someone as well emotionally and sexually again. Help. What should I do?
Okay, Annika, let me tell you something. At 22 years old, you're exactly where you should be. You meet someone, you have a connection that you've never felt before because, let's be honest, You probably haven't been out, had the experience to meet a lot of different people yet. You just haven't. And so whenever you have those first pangs with somebody, you have these feelings in your 20s that every time you end it with someone or meet someone that you'll never meet someone as great as this person. But I got to tell you, that's just a fallacy. You will find that person, and you're not going to spend your life regretting that you're not with this 30-year-old guy who, yes, he has more years than you, but it doesn't mean that, you know, he's feeling this experience. And that could also be intoxicating, that he's saying to you, oh my God, this connection is once in a lifetime. You know, it's like someone's trying to sell you something on the street and they walk up to you like, this is a rare gem. You must buy it. We only have three left and it's so precious. And you'd be like, oh my God, I've never wanted a rare gem, but that rare gem looks great. And maybe I could make it into a ring, or I could make it a bracelet. You don't know. He's selling this to you in a way that, not because he's trying to do something that's like nefarious, it's more that he really feels it. But I think that you just said that you're not ready for it. It's been long distance for 2 months. He's getting more serious than you're comfortable with right now. Please pay attention to that. That's all I heard in here that I want you to narrow on. That's the part that's about you. That's not about him telling you he's got some rare gem of a connection that you'll never get again. So if you're not comfortable with it, you're in your 20s, you're going to find other people, other experiences, and just tell him you gotta cool it down a little bit and take time to date other people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't like this. I understand it, but I just think if I could stop everybody here from thinking that you're never going to feel however you're feeling now again, it's just not true. There are people who become widowed later in life, or whatever happens to people, you will find love if that's something that you're interested in. So just staying with someone because you believe it won't happen again is no reason to stay.
Yeah, and I hope he's not like trying to fill her head either.
Well, it sounds like it, because she's like, he's 30, so he has more years. You know, what'd she say? She said,
yeah, like he's got the experience.
He's got the experience to know that this is something special. And
sounds manipulative.
It sounds a little manipulative too. Yeah. So that's a significant age difference in your 20s too.
It is.
You're in different places.
It's weird. I didn't start dating people in their 30s until 23.
Yeah.
Like, I really didn't feel ready. And then all of a sudden I was like, now I feel like I can do that.
Yeah. All right, Annika, keep doing you.
Okay, let's get to Matt. He's 35 from the South. He writes, "Hi, Emily. My wife and I have discussed voyeurism and the possibility of being watched via webcam. While it sounds hot, it's a little scary to put yourself out there. Is there any source of videos that can be used as a tool in role-playing this out, or a recording but pretending it's a live person, or a person egging us on, telling us to do, etc.? Thanks."
All right. Okay, Matt, here's the thing. I understand that voyeurism is hot and being watched webcam, all that. But it is scary, and you have to realize people could be recording it, that you're putting yourself out there, like your neighbor could be watching, your friends from high school. Who knows who's going to be on it? But I like the idea of playing it out. Like, why not just use your own camera and kind of fake it and be like, okay, hey, right now they're watching us. Oh, you know, Barbie from Minnesota is asking us a question, babe. Like, you could just kind of fake it and really get into it. Like, you guys know that role playing actually works. So just kind of get into your moment. Maybe you guys could also first watch it some other webcams together, and then that would also give you ideas to say, like, what actually really happens. I think just faking it with a camera set up, watching it after, and then like recording. You could even record your voices, like, and telling you guys to do stuff and playing during sex. You could even just be like, right now, I want you to go down on him or go down on her. And you could just play it in the background like it's somebody else saying it, but really it's your voice. So then you guys could really be focused and see, like, how does that feel? What do we think about that? And just dig a little bit deeper online and watch some other webcams and see if it's just the kind of stuff we actually want to do. But I love that you're being hesitant about it, and that you're actually taking pause and doing all the right things. And that would be role-playing it, talking it through, and seeing how it really lands with you before you jump into the webcam waters.
That actually sounds really fun. Like, record yourself beforehand and then play it and then see if you can do it still.
I love it.
Or like, I think people need to use their imaginations more.
They do. Remember when imaginations were all we had when we were kids? It was fun. We stopped because people tell us we're weird or you got to study. Whatever studying. I did. I hate studying. So I think it is fun to use your imagination with your lover.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So this next one comes to us from Noelle, who's 22 in Indiana. "Hi, Emily. I'm so glad I found your show, as it's helped me navigate many of the insecurities I've faced in my relationships. However, I do have one thing that I just don't know how to figure out. About 2 years ago, I was sexually assaulted by someone close to me. Since then, I've been completely celibate. I feel that I've healed from this experience for the most part, except for coming to terms with having sex again. I've had little desire to have sex until I met my current partner. We've been seeing each other for a few months, and he's very understanding about my hesitation. I trust him completely, and I so badly want to take the next step and have sex with him, but I'm so uncomfortable with it. He mentioned to me that he noticed that I flinch when he kisses me. I'm aware this is 100% in my own head, and it's been so long since it's happened. I'm ready to get back out there and do it again. Do you have any advice?
Okay, Noelle, this is a really great question because, first of all, I'm sorry for what you've been through. It's sexual assault is not an easy thing. It's actually traumatic. Really, I know that you think that you're past it, but I'm curious if you've had any really great therapy around it, because that's going to be the only way that you're truly going to get through it. I think sometimes we make the mistake of thinking, since time has passed, that we're okay with it because we've thought about it a lot. It doesn't hurt as much. The truth around that is that it actually gets more deeply repressed into our system, but it's still there. For example, he kisses you and you flinch and you are hesitant about sex. So what I really want you to do is focus on your mental health, and I'd love you to find a therapist who specializes in trauma work and sexual assault work, not just a regular therapist. Maybe they do EMDR therapy, which is a really revolutionary transformative therapy, and just kind of talking it through with a professional will allow you to get out of your head. It's not time just passing or a partner that you love. It's you doing the work. Now, you could also do the work and be sharing this with your partner, what you guys are talking about in therapy, but I would take some of the pressure off of yourself for sex and put that energy into finding a really good therapist where you live. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Noelle.
Okay.
Best of luck to you.
She was really cute when she sent the email. She put in a trigger warning for sexual assault. I'm like,
thank you.
You're so sweet.
Noelle, this is so, and I'm so, thank you for opening up and sharing this with us, because it's just so common. It's more common than we think. And I mean, I just had a conversation with a new friend, and, you know, she's like 45 and she's still dealing with being assaulted when she was 6. She said she just recently remembered a family member assaulting her, and she still realizes that it, and she's gone through marriage and divorce and she has kids, and she still realizes that it's had a hold on her since then. And she feels uncomfortable when certain parts of her bodies are touched. So all I'm telling you is, Nicole, even if she doesn't feel like it at 22, you're ahead of the game in the sense of, you know that it happened. And now you can really do the work that will help you release it, so you don't have to wake up at 45 and see like you're still going through some of the same things. Because my friend hadn't had therapy either, and I was talking to her about that.
No, it's important.
It's important, you guys. I'm telling you.
This last one comes to us from Cindy, who's 53 in Colorado. Dear Emily, when I first met my boyfriend, he said he loves cunnilingus, but I've been with him for 2 years and he's only done it for me 5 times and I've had to ask. I've asked him if he doesn't like my vulva. He uses the excuse that he just enjoys penetration more. Not sure if this matters, but he was married for 20 years and she cheated on him multiple times.
Ooh, well, I don't know if that's relevant about the cheating part, but we could get back to that in a minute. Cindy, I think 2 years and he's only gone down on you 5 times, I would think that there's a few things going down in here. He might actually, if he was married for 20 years, it doesn't mean that he's like a great cunnilinguist, that he loved going down on his wife and not you. I would say that he probably got with her in his 20s and he never really got into it. She didn't demand it of him. She didn't ask for it. And then therefore he's not honed his skills, right? There's some women that don't like it. And so for whatever reasons, they just don't. So maybe he is actually maybe a little bit more insecure about his skills to go down. And in his mind, if he hasn't been doing it a lot, he just truly believes he prefers penetration more because it's been so many years since he's done it. So I would let him know then outside the bedroom, tell him that it's not just an option for you, that you actually require oral sex and you love receiving it and you think it would be so hot. And you'd say, I know you like penetration a lot and I like it too, but this is a requirement for me. Is this something that we could talk about? Would you be on board for this? More so, I'd be happy to show you what I like and what feels good to me. But it's really, I think it's such an important part of a healthy sex life for me. And then see what he says. And if he's like, nope, not my jam, or yeah, actually, I'd love to know what you like, you know? See where it goes from there. Because this happened to me once and he said, you know what, oral sex isn't my thing. And I said, well, then, you know, you're not my thing. And I left the relationship. There were other problems in the relationship. And now that I know more, I would have been like, well, what do you mean by that? It's not your, because if I really love the guy, there were other problems. But I think that sometimes it's just because guys don't know. Maybe some guys don't like it, but they just also need some more information, or they need to know how to do it better. They need some tips. Because I think if a guy is really masters, like when you really master or giving a blowjob, like you feel good about it when you're confident, enthusiastic, and confident in your skills, and connected to your partner. So maybe he hasn't had those like secure performing oral sex experiences where he got endorsed for it. And then someone's like, endorsed. Where someone's like, that was amazing. I loved it, babe. Maybe he's always felt like it was an awkward thing. Just like everything. If he never learned it.
Your oral experience was endorsed by Sally.
Yeah. He got a great Yelp review. He never got a 5-star oral Yelp review. And I feel bad for him. So do some teaching there. See if he's down to pleasing you. You're in your 50s. I'm going to assume he's about your age. And at this point, he should be willing to please you or not.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel. All right, guys, great questions. I hope you enjoyed the show. We love Sex Talk with My Mom. Thank you for being on. Thanks to my amazing team, Ken, Kristen, Michelle, producer Jamie, and Michael. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.